Levin-like Evangelism, Chapter 10, The Methods Dealing with Difficulties. Key verse. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. This lesson provides guidelines for dealing with difficult situations you may encounter in evangelism. It is not possible to cover every difficulty you might have, but we have focused on the most common problems. Remember that these are only suggestions for dealing with difficulties based on experiences of those who have previously engaged in evangelism. It is important that you rely first upon the power of the Holy Spirit in difficult situations, as each one is unique. Understanding why people make excuses. It is helpful if you understand why people make excuses or raise objections in evangelism encounters. Sometimes Satan inserts questions or objections into a person's mind. Always remember that you are in a spiritual warfare for the souls of men and women. Some people raise objections that are not original with them. They have heard someone else bring them up, and they are just stalling or trying to get you off of the subject. Others bring up objections that really are hindering them in making a decision for Christ. These must be dealt with successfully before they can accept the gospel. Every excuse or objection can be answered by the Word of God. Never allow objections to inflame your anger or force you into an argument. When this happens, you lose control of the evangelistic encounter, and the excuse effectively accomplishes its purpose. The remainder of this lesson is organized by headings describing various responses you might receive while sharing the gospel. As you study these, remember what God says about excuses. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. I am not good enough, or I am too great a sinner. Some people feel they are not good enough to come to the Lord, and they want to wait to make themselves better. Show them that God requires faith, not moral fitness. Jesus came into the world to save sinners, not the righteous. Matthew chapter 9, verses 12 to 13, Luke chapter 18, verse 19. Outward reform is not sufficient if the heart remains unchanged. Use the following verses. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 to 19, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, John chapter 6, verse 37, Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, Romans chapter 5, verses 8, 16, and 20. The Christian life is too hard. Show him that the way of the transgressor is hard. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Jesus teaches that his yoke is easy and his burden light. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. The pleasures of sin are only for a short time, but real and lasting joy comes through salvation. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, and Jude 24. I cannot give up my evil ways. Agree with him and share a summary of Romans chapter 7, which agrees with his statement. Then determine if his problem is he cannot or will not. Explain that when he becomes a believer, he can do all things through the power of the Holy Spirit. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Emphasize that sin is slavery and the only way he can escape is through the blood of Jesus. John chapter 8, verse 34, and Romans chapters 7 to 8. My heart is too hard. Ask him if it was possible for it to be changed, would he want that? Then share Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 through 27, And John chapter 6, verse 37. I will have lots of company in hell. This is true, but show him what kind of company it will be using Revelation chapter 22, verse 15. Share with him that companionship of friends or relatives will not lessen the distress described in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. I do not believe the Bible, or I do not understand the Bible. Explain that no one understands everything completely, but the response God requires in regard to salvation is very easily understood. Explain that there are some things that cannot be understood until he becomes a believer. See 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. See if there is any difficulty in understanding John chapter 3, verse 16, Acts chapter 16, verse 31, chapter 2, verse 38, and chapter 3, verse 19. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 10, Acts chapter 22, verse 16, and chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Also use the following verses: John chapter 7, verse 17, 1 John chapter 5, verses 9 through 12, Mark chapter 16, verse 16, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. There are many contradictions in the Bible. Sometimes people have just heard others use this excuse and are only repeating what they have heard. Ask him to show you one of the contradictions. Usually the person cannot do this. If they show you what they think is a contradiction, explain it. If you do not know the answer, find out. I am doing the best I can, or I am good enough already. This may be true in terms of moral standards and good deeds, but we are not saved on the basis of these. Use the following verses: Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, Titus chapter 3, verse 5, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, Acts chapter 17, verse 30, chapter 22, verse 16, Philippians chapter 3, verses 4 through 7, Romans chapter 2, verse 1, and chapter 14, verse 13. Others are standing in my way. A person may use the excuse that a relative or friend would object or laugh at them if they became a believer. Read the warnings in Luke chapter 9, verse 26, Romans chapter 14, verse 12, and Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Let him know persecution is to be expected. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, chapter 3, verse 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 and 18. They may also claim they want to wait for someone else, such as their husband or wife. Use Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. They may fear losing their sinful friends if they become a Christian. Share James chapter 4, verse 4, Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 to 2, and Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. There are hypocrites in the church. Agree with him. Jesus said this would be so. Matthew chapter 13, verses 25 and 47. But this does not affect the claims of Christ on his own soul. Show him that no hypocrites will be in heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. Perhaps he has been hurt by other believers. Remind him that 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 says our faith rests in God rather than man. Remind him that he will answer for himself at the time of judgment, not others. Share Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, and Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. I cannot decide which denomination to join, or I am of another faith. Point out that the Bible does not command us to join a denomination, but to become part of the one true church through the born-again experience. Do not invite anyone to join a denomination, but rather to obey Jesus and become part of the body of Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Remind them that salvation is only in Jesus, not in church membership. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. It is too late for me. This excuse may be offered by someone who considers himself to be a great sinner and or someone who has lived his whole life in sin and is now quite old. Remind him that God does not want anyone to be lost. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, and that even the thief on the cross was saved in the final moments of his life. Luke chapter 23, verse 43. I would rather not accept Christ now. Read the following verses to him. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6, Matthew chapter 24, verse 44, Acts chapter 17, verse 30, chapter 22, verse 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, and James chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. My problems are too difficult. God is the answer to difficult problems. Share 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10, Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I have been seeking but cannot find. Some people claim they have been seeking an experience with the Lord but have been unable to find it. Share the following verses: Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, Luke chapter 19, verse 10, and John chapter 1, verse 12. God is too good to punish me. Share Romans chapter 2, verses 4 to 5, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 to 11, John chapter 5, verse 40, and Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. I cannot forgive someone. People often use the excuse that they cannot forgive someone who has done them wrong, so they cannot be saved themselves. It is true that this may be impossible with the unregenerate in mind, but as a Christian, God can help them do this. Share Mark chapter 11, verse 25, and James chapter 4, verse 6. It is not possible because of my business. Some people use this excuse because they think becoming a believer means they have to give up their job and go full-time in the ministry. Explain that this is not so. Ask what business he is in. If his profession does not conform to Christian principles, then it will be necessary to give it up. It is better to do that than lose his soul. Share Mark chapter 8, verse 36. I tried once and failed, or I am afraid I will fail. Compliment him for his sincerity and being concerned about failure, but point out that God has promised power to help him overcome sin. Share Romans chapter 8, verse 37, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, and Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Consider the reasons why they may have failed. Did they try instead of trusting God? Did they cover their sins instead of confessing them? Did they go the way of the world instead of the Word of God? Did they read the Bible, pray, and attend church regularly? Create hope and encourage him to try again. Remind him that the mercies of God are renewed each day and never fail. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 24. Share also 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, chapter 12, verse 9, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, Jude 24, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. It is trusting, not trying, that brings salvation. Share John chapter 1, verse 12, and Romans chapter 4, verses 3 to 5. I do not have assurance. Sometimes when you have led a person to the Lord, he does not have the assurance of salvation. Tell him that to refuse to believe God's word is sin. Romans chapter 14, verse 23. Share the following verses about assurance of salvation. John chapter 1, verse 12, chapter 3, verses 16, 18, and 36, chapter 5, verse 24, Acts chapter 10, verse 43, chapter 13, verse 39, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 20, chapter 2, verse 8, Jude 24, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 and 18 through 19, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, chapter 5, verse 13, Hebrews chapter 9, verses 22 through chapter 10, verse 22, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 9, and chapter 3, verse 25, and chapter 8, verse 16. Total rejection. Read Luke chapter 10, verses 10 through 12. When you are evangelizing and the gospel is totally rejected, you are to move on to another person or area that is receptive.